The views expressed on this podcast is strictly of the host and any subsequent guests. In other words, this ain't got shit to do with my employer.
Whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision, whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision.
I done came down, still hollering, what's up with it, I do it for my fam, friends and my enemies, we choose to be ignorant, I blow smoke like incense, all my folks go get it, rough show the realest, so multi-million, oh what a feeling, never seen a ceiling, we are in the building, rather build the building, work to do plenty, no time for chilling, put on for my city. Ignorant choices, 300 horses, self-worth more than your Porsches, bring it to your front door, where your porch is, gorgeous, looking like a Basquiat portrait, that means I'm feeling blacker than ever, young black male, get the bag, package delivered, shout out to my brother on a whole nother level, Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better,
Hey, welcome back to the Ignorant by Choice podcast. It's your host, Dwayne the Most. It's your boy, Rough Show. Man, first, let me start off by saying I apologize. I know you guys are supposed to get your episodes on Thursdays. It's Friday. We ran into some technical difficulties with recording the episode. So you definitely got to apologize about that. The software that I use had an update. I updated it. Didn't know it was going to take forever. And indeed, it took forever for it to update. And plus, I had to go to sleep. But you know what? I ain't even going to blame it on that software. It having to update, because usually my whole plan was to update it. Not to update it, but to record days in advance and not wait till the last minute. But, you know, I work at night, so these last couple of days, I just been really tired once I got off work. But like I said, no excuses. This one on me. I take all the blame for it. So definitely, I hope you guys forgive me. But you're going to get this podcast today, Friday, June 28th. I haven't even been asleep yet, and I'm still full of energy. So we in this thing. I don't care what time it is. We in this thing. But also, let me tell you guys something. I had a totally different podcast episode in mind. Like, the podcast that I'm going to give you, it was not the original content that I had planned for this podcast. I'm still going to do that podcast, but I literally ran across something online that just took my attention, pulled my attention. And I was like, oh man, I want to talk about this like right now. So with that being said, the other podcast, you guys, you're definitely going to get it next week. Next week is going to be talking about banking, some good tips and some, my opinion on some of the scandals that happened in banking over the years. If you guys don't know, I was in the banking industry, for about, maybe roughly around 6 years. I told you guys I was in school, and what I'm in school for is business administration with a concentration in banking and financing. But like I said, I'm going to give you guys that episode next week on next Thursday, which will be on time. But today, what I want to talk about. Now, before we get started, I want to let you guys know I'm not going to hold you long. Like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So as I was scrolling on Facebook, and I saw it was screenshots, you know, screenshots, and it was screenshots of a article, and the article is tagged, "Black boys don't need more discipline. They need mentors. I agree. I do. We need more black male mentors in the black community. Before we even get started on this, let me say this. What I'm about to read to you and my opinion about the stuff that's said, it is not an indictment on all black men or majority of black men. This is strictly an indictment on the people that I'm reading about and their comments on this. Like, so under no circumstance, I'd never be one of them people. Like, I'm not ever going to be like a Steve Harvey or a Derek Jackson, call all men and all this, you know, fuckboys. I don't even use that word. Like, fuckboys is just, when I hear people use that word, that just irritate my spirit. So that's not what this is about. I'm not indicting all black men, but the black man that's on this post, oh, these niggas about to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they about to get it because this is some of the worst shit I've ever read. And not, well, it's not some of the worst shit. It's the most selfish shit that I've ever read. Or one of the most selfish shit that I've ever read. Like, this shit that I read on this post is ridiculous now, because it's a lot of it. Well, it's not a lot, but it's too much for me to actually read all the way through. I'm going to hit some hot spots on it. And, of course, as always, I'm going to tag the source material under the post for this episode, because it's quite a few screenshots. So what I'll probably do is, so you guys can read it in its entirety, either I will probably share the whole post to my page, to the Ignorant by Choice page, or I'll just take all the individual screenshots and tag them under this episode. So just so for you guys can read it in its entirety. No, I thought about maybe I should block out these people's name, but I don't know these people. It was just some shit that was on Facebook that went viral. So I'm not blocking out none. The person who originally took the screenshots, they ain't block out nobody's name. So I'm not blocking out anybody's name. And if you got a problem with it, you can come see me. Okay, so like I said, the name of this is called Black Boys Don't Need More Discipline, They Need Mentors. So the first comment that is on this, that shows, it says, nah, they needed real fathers. I'm not mentoring nobody's kids. Before I go even further with any of that, like, what type of shit is that to say about young black boys? Like, I'm not mentoring nobody else's kids. Like, come on, fam. Like, nobody's asking you to raise anybody else's kids. Like, that wasn't even the option on the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't even the option on the table. Like, mentoring is teaching boys how to be men, how to make the right decision and think about their actions and the consequences that comes with their actions, or teaching young men how to change a tire. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't about to get into all them gender roles and all that, but mentoring a kid goes, like, nobody's asking you to be their damn father. Like, that was never, that's not even what the article is about. Like, it's not asking nobody to be like, oh, you see this little black boy, go be his father. Nobody asks you to do that. Mentoring could be just teaching a boy, giving him some books to read that he can learn from, you know what I'm saying? Or if he can't read, teach him how to read. But no, this motherfucker said, I'm not mentoring nobody's kid. So we gonna keep going. So another guy on there, oh, nope, it's the same guy. He says, no, they need fathers, good fathers, not niggas. Let's see. Excuse me, because I'm scrolling and reading now. And so somebody else on this post, they was like, they do need real fathers, but they also need strong men to stand in the gap to provide them with guidance. Agree 100%. It takes a village to raise kids. I don't know, like, for instance, like when I have a kid, I have a group of close friends. Because right now I don't have a kid. But I have a group of close friends that I'm talking about like we close, like, nigga, we family. You know what I'm saying? And they're my village. And my kid is going to know these people as his village, as his mentors. I got plenty of brothers. I got best friends. Like, if something happens to me, God forbid, if something happens to me and I have a kid, I know that I have people in place that is going to do everything they possibly can to make sure my kid doesn't go without. And I don't mean just goes without financially, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to be there for my kid emotionally, mentally, physically, you know, not just financially providing funds. So, quick little story. So, when I was around 17, my father passed away. He died. He had a seizure, passed away when I was 17 years old. I was hurt because he was one of my favorite people in this world. Like, I was devastated. But God bless me to have known and met some amazing men in my life. Like, I'm so thankful for him. So, I got Mr. Harris, Mr. Ogletree, rest in peace, Mr. Harris, rest in peace, Brother Steve, Pastor Fonby, Brother Fred, Brother John, like, Kenneth Ogletree Jr., you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had the opportunity to have met some amazing men who provided me with so much advice and so much guidance, even before my father died, but especially after he died, these men stepped up. They stood in the gap. Like, of course, I still made mistakes along the way. That comes without saying. But these men stood in the gap for me and mentored me and talked to me. Like, oh my God, like, Mr. Ogletree has like 260 million stories, like different stories. Like, I can probably sit down and listen to him talk all day because he's filled with so much wisdom, man. Anybody who knows me personally, you know, I don't really too much care for old people, but I listen to Mr. Ogletree. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this idea that he was presenting was like, no, they need fathers. But what happened if something happens to the father? You know what I'm saying? Not every situation is the father's not in their life because they're a deadbeat. You know, not every situation is their father's in jail because, of course, you already know the progression of his mindset is going to go towards their mother should have made better decisions with the men they married. You already know that's where this mindset is going. Like, he didn't necessarily say it, but you can already tell, like, that's the direction that he was going in. Now, somebody else on that status, on that post, did say it was like, no, they mama need to do something. Like, we letting their mamas off the hook if we step in and be mentors. I'm like, and then somebody said, a woman can't teach a boy how to be a man. I agree 100%. She can do her best in raising. Because my mom did her best after my pops died, even to this day, like, did her best to help raise me to be the best human being I could possibly be. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, outside of my mama, I had amazing men in my life who stepped up. But like I said, one of those people, they said, that's just letting the mamas off the hook. Like, I don't understand where this where this mindset comes from. Like, to me, like, I don't know what happened in these fellas' lives, because it was two of them. I don't know what happened in their lives for them to feel this way. Like, maybe they didn't have any men in their lives to step up and be a mentor to them. So they might have that mindset out of, you know, shit, I had to get it out the mud. My nigga, you better get it out the mud. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's saying give these people money or anything of that nature. Like, nobody should have to learn how to be a man, especially a black man, because there is so much to being a black man. And I'm not discrediting any other race, but when you in America, there is a certain way you have to live, a certain way you have to move in order to survive day to day, because we got the slightest margin of error for any mistakes. Like, one mistake can cost us our lives, either if it's in jail, you know, even if we're innocent, we can be killed. Like, you know, it's one thing to have to escape all the violence in your neighborhood, but to the people who's supposed to protect us, if they're having a bad day, that could cost us our lives. Like, we're not able to have a bad day as black men or black women. But I'm not focusing on that right now, because, you know, black women struggle is, I understand it. But what I'm saying is, I'm speaking about black men. Like, we are not able to have a bad day. Our bad day can cost us our life. Us having a real legit attitude, like people say, oh, black people loud, they angry, blase, blase. No, when it comes to dealing with people of the law, that shit get you killed. Like, you see people of other races, specifically Caucasians, where they get to do some outlandish shit, and we'll sit back and be like, ain't no fucking way they got away with this. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, we need mentors, because we have to learn. We need black men teaching black boys how to survive day to day, how to move. Teach them about their finances. Teach them how to treat a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to. Our black boys cannot no longer be continued to be raised by music, the shit that we see on TV. Excuse me, y'all gotta excuse all this cussing that I'm doing on this episode. I apologize about that, but this is something I'm really passionate about. But our black boys can't continue to be raised by music and the things that we see on TV, or the things that we see on our handheld devices. You know, with the, you know, the sex, drugs, violence, the misogyny. Like, we have to raise them. Like, even if they're not our kids, we have to mentor them. Like, hey, the only way out the hood isn't entertainment. And I know that's saying a lot, since I'm doing a podcast, which is a form of entertainment. But I also work full time. I'm also in school. You know what I'm saying? We have to show them. Like, you, if what you want to do is grow older, you know, get a nice job or work for yourself, I support entrepreneurship. I think that is something that should be pushed more, especially when it comes to the black youth, because I'm all about black dollars. So, but if you know, if that child wants to grow up and, you know, have a family and all these things, like, man, this is how you treat a woman. If you and your woman agree to the terms of monogamy, how to be faithful, like, what to do when you get angry, you know, don't speak out of anger, you know, walk away until you can calm down so you be able to articulate the things that you need to say. Like, this is the shit black men are supposed to pass down to their black boys. But instead, you got motherfuckers like that saying, nah, 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 they need fathers. Man, shut your whole ass up, man. I apologize for that, man. That is some of the biggest whole shit, man, that I ran across in a long time. And that's straight, that shit bogus. That shit bogus. Me working at a bank, one of the things that I've gotten to do is go to schools and lecture, not just about financial literacy, but just the jobs that's available in the banking industry and things of that nature. But I'm going to get into all of that episodes further down the line, you know, the episode next week. But nothing brought me more joy being able to talk to, because of the people I was talking to were black kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a predominantly black school or black schools, multiple schools that I was able to go and talk to. Like, that's a form of mentorship, just teaching these kids things. But instead, you got this old hoe ass nigga, hoe man, he a whole hoe out you. A whole hoe out here. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I find, man, that mindset in itself is so toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the type of person, I don't believe in that toxic masculinity, but I believe in toxic individuals. And his mindset is so toxic. Because think about this. What he's saying is, nah, they need fathers. I'm not mentoring nobody else's kids. When he has a kid, or if he has a kid, when he goes out into this world, what about them other black boys who didn't have mentors? What do you think they're going to be like? You know what I'm saying? Like, them not having mentors put his kid's life in danger because they ain't have nobody to tell them that their life is worth something, that their life has value, that their life has meaning. You know what I'm saying? Like, he one of them type, I wish I could talk to him in person, because I do, because everybody has a story. And I would love to hear his story to see why he feel like, you know, mentoring other people's kids ain't his thing. Like, also what he said in there, he was like, y'all think that'll work? I don't, but good luck with that. You know what I'm saying? That's something else that he said when they was like, you know, just trying to give him reasons why mentoring other people, why mentoring black boys, you know, could help with the community. But I am interested in wanting to know what has shaped his opinion in this. But I'm also of the mindset, like, I'll probably call him stupid in his face, because, you know what I'm saying, if I did talk to him, so I just have to hear what he have to say before I react. That's just stupid. I don't care what you say, man. If you don't care about the youth specifically, if you don't care about the youth who share the same ethnicity as you, then to me, man, you just a waste of space. Like, you aren't pushing or caring about pushing the culture forward in a positive way. Like, you here, you're just living. You're existing. Matter of fact, you're not even living. You're just existing. Because anytime you just walk around with that selfish-ass attitude where you don't care about other people, you don't care about the people that's underneath you, the people that's coming up, these same people that you don't give a fuck about are going to be the same people who exist with your kids. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think he grasped that concept, or he understands that, like, mentoring other kids is a direct benefit towards or for the kids that you have, for your nieces and nephews, for your little cousins. Like, it's a direct benefit. It benefits everybody. It benefits the community. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't know what has transpired in his life, but I know that shit that he said on there, that shit was ignorant. It was toxic. It was hateful. It was selfish. I can go on and on about what that shit is. Now, it's other black men on that status, you know, trying to talk to him, or, you know, telling them that, you know, that mindset just don't work, or how toxic it is to our community. I didn't read all of them. I'm not going to read all of them. Like I said, you can go ahead and find that. You can find it. I'm going to post it with this episode in the comments, or I might just tag the whole shit to my page so I don't have to just screenshot or save each screenshot and then put it under in the comments of this episode. I don't know. I figured out, but you know, I got to figure it out within a couple of minutes when I get time to, when I have to post this. So yeah. To the black men out there who mentor to young kids, to the guys in the neighborhood, the black men in the neighborhood that fixes the little kids' bikes. Got a homeboy on Facebook that he does that. He fixes little kids' bikes, fix their go-karts, all of that. He's out there talking to them. But to the black man that's out there mentoring, you know, he was with the Boys Club or Big Brother, going to the schools and talking, or, you know, just talking to the kids in the neighborhood and teaching them how to play chess or with books that they read, whatever you're doing. Like, I mean, it's appreciated. It's appreciated because I plan on having a kid one day. So it's appreciated that you're doing your part to push not just the culture forward, but our communities forward. It's not being overlooked. I know sometimes being on social media, we can kind of run across the same bashful ass statuses about, you know, black men or whatever coming from whoever or whatever. But there's real life people out there that appreciate it. I'm one of them people that appreciate it. And please continue to mentor to these young black boys because they need it. They need it. Even if they have fathers, they still need it from you. So please don't be discouraged in any of that, in any of it. Like, don't get weary in well doing. That's about it. That's all I got for this episode, man. Told y'all I wasn't gonna hold you guys long. Please like, share, comment. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Once again, I apologize for getting it to you guys late this week. I'll make it my business not to let that happen again. Not gonna promise you that it won't happen again, but I'm gonna try my best not to make it happen, not to allow that happen again. My social media pages on Facebook is, you know, Ignorant by Choice Pod. On Instagram, Ignorant by Choice _ podcast. Twitter, IBC podcast _. You know, I got my own website, ignorantbychoice.simplecast.com. Of course, this is available on all major streaming, all major podcast streaming apps, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. That's the name of the podcast. I wasn't telling y'all to tune in. I hope y'all tune in. All right. It cool, cuz. I appreciate y'all for coming out. I'm out of here.
Shout out to my brother on a whole nother level. Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better.